I have called. I'm going to pause there for a minute and leave you standing for just a second. How many know that over and over and over and over and over that God has dealt with our country, with our people, with nations, with the world? Hallelujah. How long? We've got this word. We've had it all the time, folks. It's been here all the time. Oh, glory to God. Just get back up to 23. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my word. This is his promise, folks, unto you. Because I have listened to this. Somebody said it's going to just go on for me. No, I'm not sure of that. Oh, hallelujah. I've seen people at one time under conviction. They walked under conviction. They trembled under conviction. But friend, somehow, some way, they failed to heal. Then I've seen the same people that you don't see a tear in their eyes. They can step through 30 seconds. Don't you try to tell me, amen, that there's not a point of no return. Amen. Here's what he sent me. Because of this, because I have called, and ye have refused, I have stretched out my hand. How many know that? I know that I saw people quake under conviction. I saw people say I'd like to be saved. I saw them say, well, I don't think I could live. I don't care. But ye have said it not. All my counsel and with none of my reproof. I also will land at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and desolation cometh as a whirlwind. When distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call, listen to this, upon thee, but I will, till the I-L-L-N-O-T answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For they hated not, and did not choose. Oh, listen to this, folks, there's a choice in this thing. They did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat up their fruit of their own ways, and be filled with their own devices, for the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. Whosoever shall hearken unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Would you pray with us tonight? God in heaven, if we come to you, Lord, and we feel the shiver. God, that this is what we have to say. Lord, we come to you. Amen. I thought for sure for months that I knew what I was going to do. I knew what I was going to preach. And then God completely turned this around on me. And this is what he's giving. And this is what I'm going to give you. I believe enough. And I believe that I've thought close enough. Amen. That anyway, once in a while, I can get the leadership of God and get the mind of God. And we hope that that's exactly what we've done tonight. Amen. Now, we love you all. We love you all. We don't want to see you lost. We don't want to see you go on your own way. We don't want to see you go down into defeat. So we're going to turn to one more verse of scripture before we start preaching. There's another in the 29th chapter, reading from verse 1 of the same book of Proverbs. Hear what he says here. He that being often reproved, hardeneth his neck, shall suddenly be destroyed. Is that without what? Without remedy. What that say? Somebody said, he's going to get just so I can be able to pray. Amen. When I hear the trumpet sound, brother, sister, friend, sinner, it's too late then. It's too late. When that trumpet sounds, it's over for us. Amen. If we haven't got it fixed, we won't be able to keep it. We are for the point of no return. Amen. To where we give all we ever own if we can go back. But we can't go back. He that being often reproved. He that being often reproved. Hardeneth his neck shall suddenly do what? Be destroyed. In that without remedy. What does that mean? It means what it says. Come on. I said it means what it says. Oh, but listen, preacher. After the Old Testament, we're living under the new. Amen. This law still stands firm. There's a point of no return. Amen. He said, you can't send Jesus come on the scene in the New Testament. Amen. He come preaching and tried to get him from the time he started. Amen. So they get crucified. But I'm here to tell you that he's the blood of theirs for those that were taken advantage of it in time. Amen. There is a point of no return. I want you to know tonight, amen, as well as I know, that there's a time that we'll override this thing if we don't hearken to his voice. Now he says back there when we begin to read, amen, I have called. And ye have refused. I stretch out my hand. Folks, we're living in a wicked world. Come on. I'm sorry to tell you, but I've got to tell you that many people are already turned over to a reprobate mind that will never be changed. Amen. I said we've got people that done and turned over. I believe that we knew how many people that will never, never be able, amen, to get to God. We've got more of them than we can have fingers or toes to think about. You say you're passing judgment. No, I'm not. The Word of God doesn't pass. And I'm a tyrant if I don't preach. Come on. I said I'm a tyrant if I don't preach. We don't, that's not all. We rub shoulders, amen, in America every few days, and maybe every day sometimes. How folks have turned over to a reprobate mind to do those things. Amen. We're going to talk about a few of them. What keeps us from being saved is not getting in time. The only thing that keeps you from making is to not override convictions if you haven't got conviction.
Come on.
I know what I'm talking about. I've dealt with too many people, and I'll tell you tonight, there is a point to no return. Where people get to the place, Brother Adam, I have heard it's like pouring water on a duck's back. Why? Amen. Because God has rejected that person. Amen. And his mercy is going on to them. Amen. I like to think in the book of Samuel, where Saul had disobeyed God, he went his way, he's in and out, he's up and down, with the church. Amen. Amen. But he just couldn't seem to stand it. He seemed like he wasn't there when he was needed. Amen. They found him among the stuff. And I tell you, if we ever lived in a world, amen, that people have been found among the stuff, it's the day. Amen. Finally, Samuel told him, he said, God's rejected you, Saul, and he's given it to you later. Oh, God, he passed it on. Hallelujah. Oh, upon him, there's no return. I said, I began to pay him. He did it. Saul began to pay. He said, go back with me. Go back with me. Go back with me. He said, I will not go back with you. Amen. We find it later that he caught into the hymn of the skirt of his garment, and he rent the skirt. Amen. And we turned around and said, Saul, that's exactly what God's done in your behalf. Amen. He struck it out of your hand. Oh, God, help us now. Amen. nothing for nothing. Some of you are sitting under the sound of my voice. Amen. Tonight that knows exactly the way you run and the way you try to get away from God. And you run and you run and you run to no conviction anymore. You know what he said? The Bible said that Samuel left him out there and didn't see him no more until his death. The point of no return. The point of no return. Hallelujah. Folks, I want to tell you today that we can get there all free. The point of no return. I'll see another story in the Bible in Hebrews 12 and 17. I want to talk about just a little while. Amen. Hebrews 12 and 17, if you want to read. We see that where Esau sold his birthright. Yeah. Now let me tell you, somebody may have sold your birthright. I don't know. But if you go over that point of no return, you sold your birthright. Amen. No way back. The Bible said after he sold it. Amen. Esau, I kept him in tears. If I found no what? No place of repentance. What do you call it? I call it, amen, the point to no, of no return. Amen. You call it whatever you want to. Oh, my God. Amen. I didn't get it fixed while we can get it fixed. I call the time of come. We can weep and wail and still not hear from him. There is a point of no return. Who does it happen to? How does it happen? I can tell you how it happened. Amen. I'll tell you quickly how it happened. Amen. Romans 1 explained it real well. Amen. Thank God that after they had known God, amen, they would not retain God in their knowledge. And because of all this filth, because of all of this trash, because of all of this accursed in our land among the people, I tell you, God, God, amen, there's going to be some. So he saw it carefully with care, but he found no place of repentance. No, he lost his birthright. He gave it away. He traded for my say nothing, just a little pint, amen, from his brother. But he said, I guess I'd rather do it because I'm going to die anyway. Oh, I'm about to feel something around here. Some of you say, well, I guess I'm able to sell out to the devil. Amen, because I'm not enjoying myself. Amen, and I don't know what I'm going to do anyhow. I'm just about on the verge of committing suicide. Come on, help me. I'm just about on the verge of killing myself. I'm not satisfied. I'm miserable. I'm miserable. I'm faint. Just about said it. Just about said it. Amen. And so he did it. Afterward, he didn't know that. He didn't know that. People that walk to sleep, that walk God's mercies and God's love, that walk out, amen, from under a roof of a church that was preaching the gospel, that was the Holy Ghost was being made manifest, and that walk out from under that roof. Many of them, brother, I thought will never be there when the roll calls. I agree that with all of my heart. I know that I've got kinfolk, amen, that's gone, that won't be there. Because they would not heed the mercy of God. They would not heed the word of God. Don't do it, friend. Don't do it. Don't do it. Come on, help. Amen. Don't do it. Danger ground. Come on, somebody say danger ground. The point of no return. Hallelujah. Samuel, will you go back with him? Amen to pray. He went back because he asked him to go back with him and let him try to get through. I thought of another group of people. I was thinking today that thought for sure that they're going to go in. And the Bible said they got up early in the morning and they headed for the mountain. They're going to enter in. They thought that they had escaped the judgments of God. That's what's happening to people today. They think they're escaping the judgments of God. Folks, we're not escaping the judgments of God. That book is forever sound in heaven. Amen. From Genesis to Revelation, it's forever sound in heaven. It can never be changed. I don't care how much it's misused. It'll still be the Word of God. It'll be the Word of God. It says, Moses tried to talk him out of it. Amen. They said, no, but we get up early in the morning. I don't care how early you get up. When you pass the point of no return, friend, there's no use to think now what you're going to do. He said, we'll be up early in the morning. We'll get up on that mountain and we'll go in. Oh, but remember what Moses told him. Brother Bill, he said, you won't prosper in there. Oh, we won't prosper in putting God off. We won't prosper in thinking we can get to heaven without getting born again.
Amen.
He was hunger. of that money. We remember the day. Hallelujah. When we became obedient. Amen. Yeah, I worshiped. I feet with tears. And God was a high. And he poured their ointment on his feet. Yeah, and the Judas was griping about it. Let me tell you, folks, just quit our griping about things that's done for God. Yes, get on board. Yes, get in the church somewhere. Yes, get to the group of people somewhere. Amen. And get a hold of God. But it's just for a day. I'm a cross at the night. The sun's going down over the hill. And night comes with no man can work. I believe it's working time. Amen. Yes. 30 pieces of silver is what he's covered with those cloth. Amen. He sold out. I said he sold out. He went over the point of no return. When he took that money, when he gave him that kiss. Oh! God don't play a hypocrite, folks. Hallelujah. Amen. And I tell you, how little he knew that when he kissed him and took that 30 pieces of silver, how something pricked his heart. But he's over the deadline. I ain't going to tell you that they ain't going to be weeping. I ain't going to tell you that they ain't going to be crying. I ain't going to tell you that there's not going to be a turmoil. Now when we cross over, amen, to that point of no return. His heart condemned him. And the Bible said he turned back. And he went in and he threw it down in the temple. Amen to those folks that gave it to him. Did you know what the devil will tell you? Amen. When you stand out there before the judgment. Amen. Amen. You know what he'll tell you? He'll say, see to that. That's your gift. That's exactly what the told you to say. That's your gift. That's your problem. I want to tell you, you can serve the devil all you want to. You can backslide. You can backslide. You can turn back. Amen. You can walk as far as you want to walk. Amen. As far as that goes, they got to open. And I'll tell you, I know how that mercy door open all the time is a different story. Well, there is a point to go this way. How many believe we're going to need him? They said, you need to take care of that, Judas. Amen. But you done it. And take care of it. You know what he did. He went and hanged himself. He didn't bury him any. Come on. Come on. If that's been a few weeks ago, a man told a friend of mine, he said, you take it. I take it. Get prayed through and get saved and take a gun and shoot my head off. You think I'd be saved? Said, no, you won't be saved.
Amen. That's right.
No, you won't be saved. Praise God. Oh, this is serious business.
Yes,
I said it's serious business.
That's right.
We see a story in the Bible concerning a rich man that fired sumptuously, gold and purple and fine linen, had everything in it. Listen, this world doesn't consist. Amen. Our heaven doesn't consist of the things. Amen. This world got to offer. Praise God. God is either clean up or mess up and go over the point of no return. Amen. This man paid a little attention. No doubt, according to this panel, he paid a little attention to poor old Lazarus that's full of sores, laid in his gate. Unmerciful. Come on, help me. Unmerciful. Hard-hearted. Cruel. Come on. Help me. Amen. Didn't care. Some folks say, I don't care to do this. I don't care to do that. I don't care what I do. Nothing bothers me. Amen. It didn't bother him either. But before daylight, it did. Amen. It may not bother you, but before daylight, it could bother you bad. Amen. I said before the sun rises tomorrow, there'll be a lot of things happening. A lot of things happening. He wants this old beggar lay there. Amen. Amen. All of a sudden, he lifted the floor. He never offered to dress him. He never offered to worship. Amen. He didn't offer to take him out of his plate of food. Say, I'm sorry for you here. Come on. Amen. And now something to eat. He didn't do that. Amen. If you come to, amen, that fell from his table, a an old beggar under, oh, come on, help me. I'll do nothing. Amen. Somebody in this place has got the hard hearted. Amen. You don't allow anything to test you. You tired your heart. Amen. And hardened yourself. How can you take shed a tear? Amen. You can't find it all. How to call your heart in your heart. I'm going to stand. I believe it's just old rich man had it, had got, had any feeling at all. He would have sent that this man needed here. If he didn't care for anything, he would have sent that he needed some food. Maybe he didn't have to cut eat with the dog. But I'm going to tell you, folks, that man, amen, the Bible said that he died and was carried by the angel. And Abraham told him, and the rich man, amen, died also. And in hell, he lifted up his eyes.
Hallelujah. I know he wanted because he begged to go back. Amen. Then he couldn't go back. And none of these people we have never saw since chaos in all of our life is going to be. Amen. When Jesus splits the clouds of glory. Are you talking about a time and a turmoil? You talk about it. Amen. September the 11th. It won't be a not one. And the old thing is a chip off of the law.
I want to go. Amen. We're going to take a vacation here. That's
whole world around if they take it, because God has given us the means of doing it and the ability. Come on, help a little boy. I'm trying to preach something tonight. Amen. I believe we need to hear. And not because it's me, because it's the word of God. He said, I don't really know what I'm going to do with this the fruit that I and that this is here is. But I know one thing I'm going to do. I'm going to pour down my barn, and I'm going to be a prayer, and I'm going to store all my goods. Oh, I don't know what your plans are, but I know that Jesus is coming back. We've seen that they have been accustomed, no doubt, big percentage of folks today that have been done. They try to have a life, but no woman. Amen. Sometimes, amen, they live close enough to make them feel if you do that, that it be close enough to make them keep from being some trouble. Now that we're not there yet, we're talking about crossing over. Amen. Stop working on it. And we're talking about, amen, the time, amen, when we're going to be called out of here. Or he's going to appear in the eastern side. And what we need to know, that there is a point of no return. Fix it now. Come on, I said fix it now. If I was going to ride a train out of Russellville, amen, you know, you think I'd wait. Amen, if I was going to leave there at 11 and 12 o'clock, you think I'd wait. Amen, to 5 to 12, you crazy. Oh, God, I'd be there. I tell you, I'd get impatient if I knew that I was going to have to ride that train. I'd be on time.
Yeah, amen.
And when I got on that train, I wouldn't get off.
No,
but I got to where I was going. If I did, there'd have to be another coach. Amen. Come on. I remember back to wartime riding a train out of California to Arkansas. And there was something happened on the switchyard that they couldn't run on time. And as the train was crowded, soldier boys had the room. You had to sit in the dark, and they'd have a little flashlight. The conductor would have going up and down the car. Those boys drinking, drunk, and everything. Hey, it's a bad place to be. But you didn't sleep. You had to stay awake.
Yeah.
We got down to a switchyard. Amen. And they got held up. There's about, I forget how many there. They got off of the train. Got out of fumbling around out there. And when the train left, we got way down the line. They had to stop. They had to stop. They said they run off, I believe, from maybe 15 passengers and the conductor also. Amen. You know, because you get on, there's no sign you don't need to stay on. I wanted to come to Arkansas. I wanted to come home. They wasn't enough to get me off of that train. Come on. Amen, there in the yard, and the train gone.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen to a lot of folks. You're going to find yourself. Amen. Amen. Thank God, and the train gone. I know what it means. Oh, God, help us tonight to wake up. They heard it's you, and it took all in the lamp. Amen, come on. I said they lived good enough. They knew enough.
Come on.
That they knew them couldn't burn without oil. I tell you what happened. They just got lazy on the job. And they got careless on the job. And they had to have that lamp to burn so much. And amen, they just thought, I don't know if you that it had to burn. I'm going to tell you, I don't care how you shouted out. I don't care how that God has blessed you. I don't care how you spoke in tongues. I don't care what you say about it. Amen, if you don't stay hitched, if you don't keep, I never don't care what you belong to. what you belong to. Amen. You can belong to any church you want to belong to. But if you ain't born again, it ain't worth it. After they saw they tried to get them to give them all, they said, we haven't got to give them. So it's just we have got enough to take us in. I said, that's all you're going to have. Won't say it don't take nobody long. Amen. They ain't going to ride your train into glory. Well, then they said, I tell you what to do now. You go to them that sell. Amen. And you buy. That's because they've got it for sale out. Amen, and begin to knock at the door. Come on, stand in the town. Knocking at the door. Say, open unto us. Open unto us. Open unto us. But you know what he said? Amen. He turned them away. And he said, ye workers of iniquity, I never knew. What did that say? Amen. The point of no return. No way they can get on. No way they can come on with me. Just move themselves. You know what I do? I go to church. Oh, I go to church. And you know, I like my pastor. Amen. I like my pastor because if I go there and pay my tithes, amen, and attend that service to be a number, he likes me and he thinks over with me. Amen. Come on now. Come on, folks. Hallelujah. Amen. Now my pastor means the world to me. I'll tell you what's going to mean the world to you. It's your Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ. It's going to mean more than the world to you. Amen. I pastor in the church here. Amen. I evangelize. I don't want folks trying to ride in on my shirt to you. Amen. Because I ain't there yet. Come on. Hallelujah. Amen. Put it where it belongs. I tell you folks, it's a serious time. We need to take it serious. I said we need to take it serious. Amen. They couldn't buy it all. Too late. Too late. Too late. Amen. I had it blown over. I'd like to talk about some things for just a moment before we change the service. Have you ever read the story of the prodigal? I'm sure we all have. Amen. His two sons, the younger of them, had the notion that he wanted what belonged to him. And the Bible said he divided his living with them. The younger took his belongings and gave it to the father to leave. Amen. He got out there, wasting it, God's living, wasted with harlots. Amen. And and became destitute, hunger, would have filled his belly with the husk that fell with swines and yet no man gave him. Amen. I want to talk to you just for a minute. Because we sit in church, there's no sign we came back tonight. Amen. I will try to bring this point out before I go. I said, just because we sit in church, there's no sign. That prodigal one morning, he woke up to the fact he was beating those swines, which was a different thing. Amen. And that time to do was beating swines. He beat those swines. He got so hungry, they didn't offer him anything. The devil stripped him. He had to even strip him. He hardly had it on. But this is imagination to me. Amen. They didn't care for him. The devil don't care for you. Hey, we see it in the Far East today that the devil comes to kill. Jesus came to save. The devil came to kill and destroy. But Jesus came to save. We say, what in the world wrong? They want to kill people all the time. I can tell you what's wrong with them. Guess what the Word of God said was wrong with them. I read it years ago where he said they kill you and still think that they were doing God's service. God, oh, my Lord, I never parted well, Brother Bloom, back in the year of 39. That was kind of hard to see. conviction. He woke up one morning. He said, I just thought of something. I thought my father has plenty. He has food enough and some to spare. And here I am. Amen. Sorry in the day. Don't you stay out there and start today. There's going to be an open altar, an open aisle somewhere at the heart. Praise God to where we can pray, where we can repent, where we can get back to God if we're busy, where we can be saved if we're not saved.
I want to go through this.
They went to the prodigal son got on his way. He said, know what I'm going to do? I'm going to rise. I'm getting up. You got to get up. If you want anything from God, you got to get up and go down and get it. I'll rise and I'm going to my father. I've not got any square tales to tell him. I will say, Father, I have sinned against him. I have sinned against thee. I am no more worthy to be called my son. And this makes me as one of the hard servants. In other words, if I can just get in your house, if I can just get in your presence, it'll be a lot better than what I've been in. Amen. Thank God. But the Bible said, how that when his father saw it, when he could get a great way on, I believe he dreaded so bad. Amen. To have to face his father. But he went back with the right spirit. Now you help me get to live. He went back. He didn't go back saying, I'm going back to take my old God back. I'm going back. I'm going to have my sheep, whatever I have, whatever I've done. If you got it planned out, you want to get it like you want it, you won't never get it. Amen. Go back and say, God, I repent. I'll take me out. I'll do anything it takes to get there. And if you go back in that attitude, he'll hear you. If he don't, he won't. So the Father Son went in a great way off. Tell me this a little. I want you to say, when you come up here, get a song ready. He saw him when he had a great way off. He ran. And he made it. Through his doctor, man. Amen. And he break it. Thank God. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. Say, hey! Bring here. Or no. Be naked. Bring here. Thank God, bring some shoes. He's barefooted. He didn't ever step in with everything he had. But he's a man that earned a repentance. Listen to me. Never stepped in his garden raiment. He stepped in slick hair according to the Bible. Amen. And he said, bring the best robe, bring shoes. And he said, bring a set, a ring, which was a sandal of God. Put it on his hand. Oh, and he said, don't stop now.
Amen. All this commotion that I'm hearing.
mercy. And the servant said, well, look, your brother's come home. Amen. He's come home. And they killed the baby tag. And they're making money. Amen. And the father went out to entreat, but it didn't seem to do anything. We lose sight of his friend right here. Amen. He went out, tried to entreat him. He said, it's meet that we make merry. Amen. Because your brother was lost, and he's found. He was saved, and he's alive again. And it's meet that we make merry. He said, I've been here all the time. Amen. He just went ahead. Amen. He had that grudge in there. He would not go in. Come on. I don't know where he went, but he didn't go in. Come on. I said, I don't know where the elder brother went, but he wouldn't go in. Come on. That's the difference in folks that repent. There's some folks that do not want to repent. I've never saw a time like it in my life. When they miss the mark, but again, they don't want the acknowledgement. Amen. When they get in trouble, they could go home, but they won't go home. Why? Because they want to. Oh, I've never seen a time of deception like we're in. I will come, I will not repent. They'll do everything but tear down the corn. They'll do everything but say, I've sinned. Amen. Thank God. Amen. And this old boy that had wasted his sermons with hearted, he just got in the door. The boy that was at home in the field had a grudge. Have something in his heart that he wouldn't forgive. I'm a preaching to somebody. Amen. Something he just couldn't get over. Hey, we got somebody in this building and more than one that got something that you have never been able to get over. Amen. If you don't get over it, you'll go to hell and straight as you go. If I can't get over, amen, my temptation, I'll be lost. We don't find the Lord Christ, but the elder brother.
Yeah.
He just come close enough to the house to hear the commotion and rejoicing over a sinner that repented. But they were so much.